This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Volkswagen's top executive in the U.S., Michael Horn, was on Capitol Hill taking bipartisan heat over the company rigging cars to violate the U.S. Clean Air Act. VW faces plenty more types of trouble, civil, criminal, class action lawsuits, hearings, and investigations. And will all of this make the Federal Environmental Protection Agency tougher on automakers moving forward? Mitchell Hartman filed this report.
Of the cars whizzing by on a typical American highway, one in every 500 or so are going to be VW diesels spewing dozens of times more crud than the law allows. And how much is VW's cheating likely to affect regular Americans' trust of automakers?
I'm not surprised that they've done it, but I don't know. I don't think it's that important of an issue.
22-year-old Robert O'Neill drives a GM Saturn, which has suffered multiple recalls. What's he think of automakers in general?
I do trust them more than most other industries.
And polls confirm this. Americans rank the auto industry very positively, above banking and lawyers, big surprise, but also healthcare and education. Consumer advocates would love it if recent scandals with ignition switches and fuel economy and emissions made Americans mad at automakers. Then maybe they'd push Congress to give EPA and other agencies more money to beef up safety and pollution testing. Jack Gillis is at the Consumer Federation.
Because they are underfunded, they depend tremendously on the car makers themselves for information. So it becomes very difficult to be the tough sheriff.
But auto analyst Paul Eisenstein at the DetroitBureau.com doesn't expect Congress to fund more enforcement.
Which it didn't in the case of the GM ignition switch crisis, which actually did lead to more than 100 deaths.
What might lead to less cheating, says former federal environmental prosecutor David Uhlman, is VW itself, or rather its example.
Nobody, and I mean nobody in the auto industry, wants what is happening to Volkswagen to happen to them. This case will scare straight anyone who has been violating the law.
Federal regulators have signaled they're now on the lookout for cheating by automakers, and independent researchers have been emboldened by the scandal to do more of their own testing of cars on the American road. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.